the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa la tafdahni bi khafi ma attala'ta alayhi min sirri. ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
In this part of the Kumail supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي. O Allah, I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private. مِنْ سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي. My evil acts in secrecy and my misdeeds. وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي. My continuous negligence and my ignorance. وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي وَغَفْلَتِي. My passions, manifold passions, and my forgetfulness. Imam Ali alayhi salam tried to tell us that Almighty Allah's hastening the sinners to punishment can be removed by repentance and most importantly by beseeching to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, as did the people of Prophet Yunus. Imam Ali alayhi salam in these sentences has referred to four evil doings: dissipation, ignorance, passion and forgetfulness. And we talked about three of them, the last of which was passion, and we concluded that those who have fell down into the well of passions, when startled by the messenger of death, finally understand that they have harmed themselves greatly. They have replaced a fine, blissful hereafter with a meek world, whose happiness is simultaneous with grief, and whose enjoyment with pleasure.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, no
The ocean of dua.
Let us continue discussing about passion using a story of an unlucky prince. The state of those entangled in the trap of the world and its delusions. The story of those who are drowned in the darkness of passions is like that of a young prince whose father inclined to prepare his marriage, and a uniquely beautiful princess was proposed to and chosen for him. When everything was ready for the wedding ceremony, everyone from the ordinary people to the noble ones were invited to that palace. In that palace, they were all treated with gifts, they were given various meals, and they were happy of the cheerfulness and astonished with the splendor of reception. The angel-like bride was brought into the bridal chamber with makeups and diverse adornments, but the groom was absent. He was not found in spite of the thorough search. On that very night, the groom had drunk excessive wine and his mind had darkened, just as his luck. As he was in the state of drunkenness, he left the feast unknowingly and passed some alleys. Then, he reached a crypt of the Zoroastrians, in which they usually laid the bodies of their dead, lighting up fires and candles beside them. Seeing the crypt, the young intoxicated prince conceived it as the bridal chamber and entered it. There, the body of a dead old woman, still intact, was put by the Zoroastrians. The unlucky drunk prince hugged the dead body passionately all night. When he was sober again with the next morning breeze, he found himself in a terrifying crypt by an ugly dead body. He almost died with the embarrassment, with that shame. He kept thinking of how he could hide this happening from others. And when he was thinking, his father, along with the servants, found him and knew about the disgrace. This is the panorama of the lives of those who have been deceived by this passion of the world, by exchanging a lucky hereafter with this world. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has narrated from his father, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who stated, طوبى لمن ترك شهوة حاضرة لموعود لم يرى. Blessed is the one who leaves a present passion for getting an unseen promised paradise. حفت الجنة بالمكاره وحفت النار بالشهوات. The paradise is enveloped with the hardness of worship and obedience, and fire is surrounded by passions. We have different narrations warning the servants about passions. Someone told the fifth infallible Imam alayhi salam, Imam Baqir, my worship and fasting are little, but I am willing not to have unlawful sustenance. Imam alayhi salam told him, وَأَيُّجْتِهَادٍ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عِفَّةِ بَطْنٍ وَفَرْجٍ. No deed is better than avoiding unlawful sustenance and passions. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. to you through